You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading Matthew chapter 14 and verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Brethren, you need to understand that God heals in different ways. You see, God can heal by faith. It means that you believe Him, and because you believe Him, you receive your healing. God can also heal by virtue. Virtue means that you touch Him and something will flow from Him to you. That's why we lay hands. You see, that laying of hands is a transference of virtue. People call it anointing. It's not really anointing because we are all anointed in Christ Jesus. But you will see, when the woman touched Jesus, said virtue had gone out. That's what Jesus said. He said virtue had gone out. There is a healing that is possible that way. God can also heal by His word. The Bible says He sent His word, and His word healed them. You can just be listening to a message or reading your Bible, and you will become healed. But you know, He also heals by mercy and compassion. This is the healing that has nothing to really do with you. You remember that man that was by the pool of Bethesda? The man, when Jesus came to him and said, "Do you want to be made whole?" The man was still telling stories of how he has been disappointed. And Jesus asked him to rise up and heal. That man didn't demonstrate any faith in Jesus. That man didn't ask Jesus to heal him. What was that? It was mercy. So you see, you must understand, I can't go into detail now, but you must understand that God heals people in different ways. Sometimes I pray for people, you know, to be healed without even seeing them. And sometimes I'm concerned that, and I'm saying, "Lord, why?" You know, then one day, because I always refrain myself from laying hands, touching people, I usually refrain myself from doing it. But then one day, I had to do it. And when I did that, it was me, I didn't feel anything. But the person who was at the verge of death, felt something. I didn't feel anything. And God raised this person back to life. So I had to come back to scriptures and begin to study and say, "Lord, I want to know more about healing." And that was when I started learning about the fact that God can heal by virtue, you know. Then God can also heal by obedience or instruction. He will tell you, "Go and do something. Go and show yourself to the priest. If you obey that instruction, you'll be healed." The man that was blind, Jesus could simply say, "Receive your sight." But he put something on his face and told him to go and heal. Because that man, his problem was not just blindness. It was also disobedience. So he needed to learn obedience. So when Jesus also wants to teach people obedience along with their health issue, he may give instruction and said they should go and heal. But you see, that's not where I'm going today. Our focus today is this passage. Look at what he says. And Jesus went forth and saw great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. That was mercy. It wasn't that this multitude had faith. Maybe some may have faith because of what they had seen or so. But this is an act from Jesus. And I want to tell you, there are times that God heals people, not because they prayed, not because they have faith. It is just out of his sovereignty to just show you that I am God, and I will be merciful on whom I will have mercy. And no one can question him. And I perceive that today God wants to do that. That he wants to show mercy, not because you prayed, not because you listened to a message, but because he has looked at your situation and he wants to show compassion on you. I don't know what situation you may be right now. I don't know what the state of health you may have. Or maybe you are just standing in the gap for somebody that you know. But please stand in that gap. The Lord will heal you. The Lord will heal you. The Bible said, and he healed their sick. Lord, I pray today that everybody that is sick, that is trusting you, out of your free will, out of your mercy, O God, according to your word, as you have said, Lord, let everyone be healed. Not because I pray, O God, I just have to do this audio, but Lord, it is you who has seen their condition and you want to show mercy. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with them. But so, Lord Jesus, as it is in your heart today that you have come to say, I want to show mercy on my people. Everyone, whatever the ailment is, whether it's in the throat, is in the chest, is in their eyes, is in their brain, is in their DNA, is in their blood, is in their liver, is in their kidney, is in their legs. Father, whatever part of their body, this ailment, this disease is, Lord, let everyone be healed. Lord Jesus, it was multitude that you saw and you healed their sick. Multitude. So it doesn't matter the number of people that are going to hear this. They are all going to be healed. Lord Jesus, let it be so according to your word this morning. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we have declared his word. Amen. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.